We begin the current daf and Sefes Nida daf Chav Ches. We begin 12 lines down with the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues with a Braisa related to the Halach of our Mishnah, which actually the Gemara is going to ask on from our Mishnah. So Tarnbon, when the Braisa, continuing on the theme of our parak regarding Hamapelas, a woman miscarries something where it's not clear exactly what the status is regarding the Tumah of Leida, of childbirth, or possibly that of Nida, because we don't know exactly what is the experience she's having over here. So Hamapelas Yad Chatucha, the regal Chatucha, a woman miscarries a hand that's formed like a hand, but that's all that comes out, or the form of a leg. So it says the Braisa, Ima Tamei Leida. The mother's going to have a Tumah of Leida. There's going to be a child over here. Obviously, there's a hand, there's a foot over here. Vein Chayishin Shemim Meguf Atambo. And we're not concerned that, no, maybe there's no Tumah Leida over here, because although there's a hand, maybe it's from an underdeveloped child, which never developed totally, as we explained in the previous daf, as a child, and therefore wouldn't be considered as a Leida. And that way says, no, if you're having a hand and a foot, we're assuming that it's coming from a bona fide child, and therefore there was a child over here, and therefore there's a Tumah of Leida. Now, on this halacha, says Rav Chizda, V'Rabba B'Rav Huna, D'Amr Tavayu, both of them say, but ain't nice and lo yimei tar. We don't give her, although, yes, definitively, saying the brace, we're assuming that this is a child, which, okay, so therefore there's Tumas Leida, there's going to be the days of Tumah, but although automatically when there's a Leida, besides the Tumah, subsequently there's a Tahara, we're not going to give her the yimei tar, even the most smallest amount. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because ima herchika leidasa, maybe the distance of her birth was a long time ago. Maybe that the majority of the child, why are we seeing only a hand and a foot? Because it's very likely could be that the limbs had come out a long time ago, the rest of the body, which are the majority, which was when the leida actually happens. So we don't know when to start counting. We know she's tummy. We don't know when. So we have to be stringent now, say that she's going to have the halacha of Tumas Leida. But to give the leniency of Tahara, although it was there because there was a Leida, it might have been a long time ago because we don't know when the majority of the limbs came out. And therefore, we don't give her Yimei Tahara. So although there is a child we're presuming to be over here, and therefore she's going to have the Tumah of Leida, she's not going to have the Tahara of the Leida. However, Master Rav Yisrael be asked from a Mishnah on the next daf, Chav Tesamon Alf. The Mishnah said, Hamapeles ve'en yidua mahapila, woman miscarries, doesn't know what she miscarried. So says the Mishnah, Teishav lezachol nekeva. Okay, so we have to go with the stringencies of maybe it was a girl, and therefore she'll have to have a tumah of 2 weeks, but maybe it's only a boy, so you'll only have the tahara of a boy, which is up to 40 days, not up to 80 days like by a girl. Says the Gemara, but if you would think to say the way Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna are saying that kol kai gavna imar chikel leidasa, that in these type of situations where we don't know what ended up happening, what was this child? We don't know. There was a miscarriage. Did it start today? Did it start 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? We say that maybe the birth was a long time ago of the majority of the fetus. So listen, velina, velanida. The Mishnah should have said not just teshav lazachar ul nekeva. It should have said and also for nida for the laws of menstruation. Meaning we should have said that any dam that she sees should be tummy, meaning to say that she should not have any yimei of tahara. And what the Mishnah should have said is teishav lazachar ul nekeva and lanida. What that would mean would be to say is you have to have the stringencies of all these three variables. You would have to have 2 weeks of automatic tumah, even without a re'iyah, as if maybe there's a girl. Where the halacha is, if there's a girl, then there's an automatic tumah of 2 weeks, even if there's no dam. And additionally, we should say that there's no days of tahara at all, because maybe the birth started a long time ago and the majority of the fetus came out, and that's what the Mishnah would mean when it would say lanida, which means to say, we can't give you any tahara. You're like a nida, a menstruating woman, where you just have a tumah and you don't have any tahara with that. Now, on daf lamed, the Gemara will explain, so then what would be the utility of saying lezachar? Because either way, zachar is subsumed in the category of nekeva. So the Gemara is going to explain over there that if she would have a riyah at the end of day 34 and then see again at day 41, then she's going to not going to be able to be tahar until day 48, only because of the possibility of a zachar. Because if it's nekeva or nothing, you wouldn't have that problem of being haskalas nida on day 41, because you would know from day 34, and then you wouldn't have to wait till day 48. It would be at most a shemeres yayim. So that would be the ramification. But one thing asks the Gemara, but then why does it only say Teish v'zach in the cave? According to you, it should say Ulanida, to say that there's no Yimei Tahara at all. So Abaye says, you're right, but Itan Ulanida had the Mishnah taught, and for Nida, so I would have said, Mevi'a carbon ve'in nechel. What happens is that she brings her carbon of Leida, but it can't be eaten. Because if you're saying Lanida, that sounds like, well, you're in doubt if it's a Vlad or not. If it's a vlad, you just endowed if it's zachar nekeva. That's the words the Mishnah uses. But if you would use the word also lenida, oh, there's no lad over here, you just have a tum of nida, so maybe there's no child. So then the carbon has to be brought out of doubt, but that it wouldn't be eaten. Kamash balan, therefore the Mishnah doesn't say the word lenida. It only says lezachul nekeva. Because like we said, we are assuming that there was a child. And therefore the carbon is brought and the nechel and that it's eaten. However, like we're saying, but there's not going to be meitara. Although we know for sure there's a child, because hechikel ema hechikel leidasa, maybe the birth started a long time ago, and therefore, but we couldn't say lenida, which would indicate that, because then you would think the carbon is not eaten. And the carbon is eaten because we know that it is a leida. It's just you can't have imetar. Now, continuing on this theme, another related halacha, Amar Rav Huna, he says haitzi uber es yadei behechzira. If the fetus sticks out its hand from the womb and it brings it back in, so ema tamei leida, the mother has a toma of childbirth. Why? Shnemet Sampasik says in Bereishis, "Vehi belidu tabi itin yad," that it was in her giving birth to him, and that he stuck out the hand. So you see that the birth of a hand is considered birth already. On that, Masav Rabbi Huda, asked from the following Bryce. Bryce says, "Haitzi urbes yad." If the fetus sticks out its hand, eini mechishesh l'chadav. The mother does not have to be concerned for anything. We see that it's not considered birth. So Rav Nachman, he says, "L'didim mefarsh le'menid Rav Huna." He says, to me, it was explained from Rav Huna, who was the one who said this halacha. How do you explain this brisa? Lachesh cheshashas. No, most definitely, you have to be concerned that it's in birth to have the days of tuma. You may toyer le'yavin la'adunafik grube. It's just that the days of tara, which related to the previous halacha, that you could have one and not the other, you'll have the days of tuma. Because you have to be concerned that it is a birth. But we're not going to give you the May of Tahara until the majority of the body comes out. Then it's considered a bona fide birth to have the leniency of Yimei Tahara. And that has to get more. But how could you say this? But the Brisa says the mother's not concerned for anything. It's not like just saying you don't get Yimei Tahara. It sounds like you don't get the Tumah either of Leida, even if the hand was stuck out. So Mabayi says, what the Brisa was saying was, there's no biblical concern whatsoever, yeah, even for Tumah, if it just sticks his hand out. But Rabbanu's halacha was rabbinic. And that what he's saying, that if the hand is stuck out, that you have to be concerned rabbinically for the Tumah of Leida. Because of a concern that maybe some other part, like the head would come out, and then it would be considered Leida. So even if the hand comes out, you have to be concerned. That has to come up, but for Krakama, Rav Huna brought a pasuk. Obviously, he's saying that it's a biblical birth, not just rabbinic, like the Gemara is answering right now. So the Gemara, no, it's midrabban, it's rabbinic. Of a cross, machtbam, the pasuk was just an allusion. But biblically, you're right. There's no concern at all of a birth, even for Yimei Tumah, until the majority comes out. What he was going was saying a rabbinic law. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of our Mishnahs in this parak of Hamapelis. If a woman miscarries something, what's the status if it's not clear if it's male or female regarding the laws of Tumas Leida, which type of Tumas Leida? Is it Leida? Is it Nida? So it says the Mishnah, Hamapelis Tumtim Vandragonis. If a woman miscarries a Tumtim, which it's not clear what the gender is, you can't see any sign of gender, or Vandragonis is that actually you see both signs of genders, both the male and female genitalia. So it says the Mishnah, in either one of these, if she miscarries one of these types, teshev lezachol nekeva. So she has to have the stringencies of had she given a birth to a boy and to a girl, which means say she's limited to the yimei tahara of a boy, which is less than that of a girl, and she also has the maximum amount of tumah, which is that of a girl, which is 2 weeks, versus that of a boy, which is just 1 week. It says the Mishnah, let's say she gave birth to twins, tumtum vizachar. There was a tumtum and a male, or vandragonis vizachar. Says the Mishnah, Teshav Lezachol Nekeva. Here also, you have to sit for a boy and a girl, because you never showed there was a boy, and the Tumtum or the Andragonis might be a girl, so you have to have again the stringency of Zachol Nekeva. Let's say Tumtum in the Keva or Andragonis in the Keva, which one of them was for sure a girl, the other one was a Tumtum or Andragonis. Says the Mishnah, Teshav Lezachol Nekeva. Here you're only going to have the halachas of as of giving birth to a girl, because even if the Tumtum is a boy, you still go based on the girl, because all the days of the Zachar, whether for Tumah Tahara, are subsumed in that of a girl, because the days of Tumah of a girl are anyways longer, and the days of Tahara of a girl is longer. So either way, it wouldn't make a difference. Continues the Mishnah, Yatsa Mechutach. The child comes out all cut up, dismembered, in different pieces. A Mesuris, which means backwards, that's what the word Siris means, to say inverted, which means say instead of coming out the normal way through the head, comes breached, that comes through the legs come out first. So then, Mishayatza Ruba Hare Kyal, in both these halachas, when it's dismembered or it's coming through the legs, once the majority of the body comes out of the fetus, then it's considered as born. Now, Yatsa Kedarka, if it goes out the normal way, so then that's a Acha Yatsa Rev Reisha, when it's coming through the head, then until the majority of the head comes out, then it's going to be considered a birth. says the Mishnah Beizehu Reiv Reisha, what's considered the majority of the head, is Mishayatza Padachta, once the forehead comes out, that's already considered born for the laws of Yeladis. Now the Gemara wonders regarding the opening two halachas of our Mishnah. Hashta tumdim luchadei v'andreginis luchadei, the opening halacha the Mishnah spoke about, if it's just andreginis or just a tumtim, so amr teshav lezachum nekebis, the Mishnah said, okay, so we don't know, is this tumtim a boy or a girl, andreginis boy and a girl, so you have to sit for the stringency of lezachum nekebis. So then the next case of the Mishnah, tumtim v'zachar, andreginis v'zachar, my boy, did we have to say that if one of them is a boy, in other words, a tumtim, that you have to be teshav lezachar in the cave? Of course, even if the tumtim itself came out, you would have teshav lezachar in the cave. What's the utility of adding on that there was a boy with it? Which, anyways, you have in the stringency of the cave with the tumtim andreginis itself. Says Gemara, itzrach, it was necessary. Because you're right, although when it's just a tumtim itself, you're in doubt whether if it's a boy or girl, but when there's a boy born with the tumtim andreginis, I would actually say that the tumtim andreginis is a zacher, because it's obvious that she emitted seed first. Because ma'adetema, what would you say? Since Rabbi Yitzchak says, Isha mezras tchilo yeled zacher. If the woman emits the seed, there's male and female seed. When the woman emits seed first, then yeled zacher, then they actually give birth to a boy. When the man emits seed first, they give birth to a girl. Same, I would say, from the fact that this one's a boy, so then it seems like that she had emitted seed first, so then we would say that the other one, which we can't define, the Tumna Dragon is also a boy. So Kamashma, that's what Mishnah is telling us, that no, Amish name has Riba Vasachas. We can say that both of them emitted seed at the same time. Zuzachav is in the Keva. Therefore, this one's a boy, but this one could be a girl, and therefore that's where the Mishnah has to still tell us, even if one of them is a boy, we still have to suspect that the Tumdim HaDragon is in the Keva, and therefore Teisha Vazachav in the Keva. Continuing on the related halacha, which will come back to halacha by Mishnah, Amar of Nachum Namarav says, Tumdim HaDragon is Shiro Ulaivin. If a Tumdim or an HaDragon saw from the genital area, the a white secretion, which is similar to that of Keri, a tum of Keri of the seminal emission, or a blood red liquid, which is similar to the dam of Nidus, which either one of these, the white is problematic by the male, the red is problematic by a girl. Now, the tum of Dragnus, we don't know if it's a boy or girl. So if the tum of Dragnus has either one of these emissions, in Chayav Nal Bias Mikdash, she's not going to be liable for having entered into the Bias Mikdash in that state. Because maybe he's tar. And then if he's going to bring a carbon because of the violation, he's going to bring chulun to the azara, because a male doesn't become tummy by blood coming out of his male member, and the girl does not become tummy by having a white liquid like that of the white of Keri coming out of her body. So therefore, there's no liability for coming to the base of Mikdash. And it ain't surfing the lane, that's a truma. And you don't burn the truma that he touches, or she, that tuma dragon is in that state. Rather, you suspend it. Because when the Tumah Dragonus saw red, so you could say, maybe it's a boy. And red is not metame by a boy. And if they saw white, you could say, maybe it's a girl. And white does not make tame by a girl. So therefore, we're not sure, so we suspend it. You're not allowed to eat it. We suspect that it's tame, but you can't treat it as vade tame to burn it or to make him liable for a carbon for coming to the base of Mikdash. Now, but says the Rav, but if the Tumdim HaDragonis saw white and red at the same time, meaning in the same element, so either way, the Tumdim HaDragonis is for sure Tame, because it's either one or the other. Even so, in Chayavna Bias Mikdash, regarding the Tumah of coming to the Bias Mikdash, the Tumdim HaDragonis is going to be exempt from a carbon, as the Gemara is going to continue and explain right now. But either way, for sure you're going to burn Truma, because it's either a zacher in the keva, and it has both oidim and leiven, so if you're sure going to burn the truma, you're going to treat it as tumah vadais, but regarding going to the base of Mikdash, they're going to be exempt from a carbon. Why? Shanem, because the pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, mizacher vad nekeva, from a male until a female, as a getin tumah beis, tishalechu, you should send them away, which this halacha, the pasuk is talking about, sending a tummy person out of the base of Mikdash. So the terminology that it uses, it says, a zacher and nekeva, which tells us, zacher vad nekeva vadais. Who would we have to send out of the base of Mikdash? A definitive male or definitive female? For like tum d'vadregnis, but not tum d'vadregnis, which is not definitive. So it's not including halacha of shiluach from the Mikdash, and therefore not going to be liable. Although we know for sure this tum d'vadregnis is tameh, meman of shach, either way you look at it, but they don't have a definitive zacher nekeva, therefore they don't have the halacha of shiluach from the base of Mikdash. Says the Gemara, let's say the following braisa seems to clearly support the teaching of Rav, because it says the same halacha. Says tum d'vadregnis shiro levin ayidim. If the tum d'vadregnis saw white or red, so like we said, no, ain't chayav na bias mikdash. Not going to be liable for coming to the bias mikdash. Bein tzarfen alei mesat truma. Not going to burn truma because white or red, it might be the other one. It might be male or female. But let's say raw loiv v'idim ka'achas. Let's say the tumah dregin is saw both red and white. So ein chayav la beis hamikdash. Not going to be liable for coming to beis hamikdash. Avos servant alei maser truma, but you're going to burn truma. Says the Gemara, that's the same halacha. My time, isn't it from the same source as Rav said? Isn't it because the pasuk says from male to female you send them away, which is zochavad nekev adayis v'loy tumah madregnis, only definitive male and female, but not turned to madregnis. So isn't it the same from the same source as Rav's teaching? So Ma'uli says, like, no, it's saying the same halacha, but it's actually not the same derivation, and therefore there's a difference in concept. Hamani, who's the time of this brisa? We could say it's Rebbe Eliezer, who he requires regarding any carbon of tuma until the person knows what made him tummy. But according to the Rabbanan, that do not require but other tumas until the person knows exactly what made them tummy. So here actually they would hold that he would be chayiv for coming to the Beis HaMikdash for a carbon, because they do not expound Zachar Vadei Nekev Vadois. No one does. Even the halacha that this Bryce is saying is only because it's going like Rebbe Eliezer. That's where you're going to be potter. But they don't hold the concept of the drush of Zachar Vadois Nekev Vadois. Because they're not, like we learn the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos that says as follows. Rebbe Eliezer, he says, Hasheretz v'nele v'menu, which actually the words in the pasuk are, if a person became tamei, oy benivla sheretz v'nele v'menu, or by coming in contact with a dead sheretz and it was eluded from him, and the person went into the Beis HaMikdash without knowing, didn't find out, then the chayv for this halacha of tamei mikdash v'kadashas. So it says Rebbe Eliezer, al helem sheretz, it's regarding if someone had a lapse of awareness regarding this dead vermin that he became tamei and he knew about it, but when he went into the Beis HaMikdash he forgot that it was tamei. That's where huchayv. That's where a person be chayv for the carbon oil v'yared for having gone into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of tuma. But v'ein chayv al helem mikdash, but he's not liable for a lapse of the mikdash. Meaning, if let's say when the person came into the Beis HaMikdash, they recalled that they were tamei, but they forgot that this was the Beis HaMikdash, and they went in because there was two variables being tamei and going into the Beis HaMikdash. So he thought it's not a Beis HaMikdash, and when he came out, he recalled that was the Beis HaMikdash. So he's going to be exempt. Liability according to Rebbe Eliezer is only on helam tuma, not helam mikdash. Now Rebbe Kiva, he says from the same pasuk, says v'nele b'menu v'hu tamei, and it alluded from him, and that he's tamei, which teaches al helam tuma hu chayv. It's only regarding a lapse of awareness of the tumah that he has. Then he's going to be liable for having gone to the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein chayv al helam mikdash, but he's not liable for a lapse of awareness that this is the Beis HaMikdash. So Varmina, we said, so my benah, what's the difference between them? Aren't they both saying the same thing? They're both saying that's only for helam tumah, not for helam mikdash. V'amachizkin, he says, you have to read the words a little bit finer. Sheretz in the vela, when there's a dead sheretz and there's a dead animal in front of him, he knows he touched one of them. So he knows for sure that it became tummy. But he doesn't know which one he touched. And when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he forgets that he was even tummy. And when he comes out, he remembers that he was tummy. That's Ikabinau. That's the difference between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Kiva. Because the Rebbe Eliezer, that he mentioned specifically the word of the pasuk of Hasheretz, Sava be'in adiyada, because he says you have to know ibe sheretz et me, ibe nevel et me. With what did you become tummy? With a dead sheretz or with a dead animal. Therefore, in this case, he's going to say that you're not going to be chayiv. But Rebbe Kiva Sava le'ibin, he says, no, you don't need to know. You just need to know. Like he quotes the words of Utame. You have to know that you're tummy, and the person knows that he's tummy. So says the Gemara, therefore this price is not a riot to Rav. Lavam Rebbe Eliezer Hasan, didn't Rebbe Eliezer say over there be'ina deyada ibe sheretz itmi ibe nevel itmi? Didn't he say that the person has to know to be chayav on tamis mikdash how he became tamei? Was it with a dead sheretz or with a dead nevela? So chanam be'ina deyada, here also the person has to know ibe leiven itmi ibe aitim itmi. You're right, the person for sure is tamei. Either he's a boy or a girl, either red or white. But you have to know with which one did he become tamei, with the red or the white. And that's why the breast says not going to be chayav. Avol Rebbe Kiva, the Am Mishum Tomei Mechayev, where it says you're liable simply for being Tomei, Hachanam Mishum Tomei Mechayev, here also, you know that you're Tomei, either because of the red or white, you can be Chayev, because they actually don't darshan Rav Salacha of Zachar Vadois and the Kei Vadois. So now the Gemara goes back and says, okay, but for Rav, this that he differentiates, he says, okay, you know for sure the person is Tomei, so therefore you can be serving the love of Satruma that he touches, but the Gabi Shiluach Beis HaMikdash, you have to know for sure Zachar in the cave, and that you don't have that definitive. So he's not going to be chayav on that. But the Gemara wonders, Maishna Beis Mikdash Shalai, why is we're going to come into the temple, into the Beis Mikdash, and he says, oh, the Tumah V'Drag is not going to be Chayiv, Dechsev, Mizach, Abad Nekevet HaShalech, like according to the Pasuk, because it says from male to female, you have to send them away, which tells you Zach Avad in the Kev Adoyis, has to be definitively a Zach, definitively in the Kev, for like Tumah V'Drag in this, but that excludes the Tumah V'Drag in this, who you don't know for sure what it is. So Yach, if that's the case, then the other halacha should be the same thing. Truman Namelo Nisrif, when this Tumtum Adragnus has both red and white emissions, when it touches the Truma, you should not burn the Truma. Why? Because the Chsev, the Pasuk says a Meyikah regarding a Tumay person touching something to make a Tumay like Truma, says in the Pasuk, Vazav Ez Zayvay Lozachul Nekeva, when they're having their flow from their body by the genital area for a male and a female. You should expound. Says Zach in the Keva, it should say Zach Avad in the Keva Dois. It has to be only definitive male, definitive female, who both of them have the Tumah of Zav or Zava for Tumah of Ziva, but it has to be definitive. For like Tumah of Dragoness, and that should exclude Tumah of Dragoness, who even though we know quote unquote they're for sure Tumah, but it should not be Matami things because not Zach or in the Keva. Says the Gemara, you're right, but Ahumi Boyle the Krib Yitzchak. We don't make that drush over there because we need the words over there to teach a different halacha than every Yitzchak. Because Amr Bitzchak, he says, why does it say Lazachol Nekeva? Not to say Azachav Adois Nekev Adois, rather for a different drasha. And it says Lazachav for the male is Larabas Esa Mitzaira, coming to include the Mitzaira, the person who has a Nega, different Tumma, but the Pasuk equates him to the Zav, to be Lamayonaisa for his fountains, which means to say all the different springs of fluid that comes out of the person's body should be an Avhad Tumma to contaminate people and vessels like the Zav. Where the Pasuk says elsewhere, Mikra Tezvav, V'chiyara Kazav, even the spittle of the Zav is going to be Tamei. So Lazach is coming to include a different male, that of a Metzairah. When it says V'lenekeleh, a female, is L'rabbis, as a Metzairah, L'manah said, to include the female Metzairah. That's what it's coming to say. And therefore we don't say Zach Vadois, Nekeh Vadois, because it's telling us a different drash. But then the Gemara goes back and says, well then, Hainami Mibayli. Then we could say the same thing regarding Shiluach from the Mikdash. There also, you need to have the Zach and the Keva to tell you a different halacha. Why is Rav saying, Lagabi Zach Avadi in the Keva Dais? Because B'mi Sheyesh Litar B'mikvah, it's come to tell us, only like a man and a woman who they could purify themselves in a mikvah, in a pit full of water. Pratli Klicharis, that excludes a Klicharis, an earthenware vessel that became Tamei, where there, you can't purify klicharis; has to be shattered to purify it. It cannot be immersed in the mikvah. Where that's what is telling us that there's no halach of sending it out of the azara. That's divrei yasi. So that's what lazach in the cave is coming to teach us. Just like you're saying regarding truma, we have a drasha for it. So to over here for shluch in the mikdash, you have a drasha for it. So why is Rav saying that it's saying over here zachar vade in the cave adays? Says Gemara, yeah. But imkain, if that would be the case, that we would only be saying this drasha for yasi, nikhtav rachmana adam. Tayyar should have written a person. Then we would know, oh, a person who gets tired in the mikvah excludes a klicheres. Why is he lazach in the keva? To tell you, zachar vadai nekev vadais. And v'chitem, if you're going to say, no, we couldn't have said that. Because Rachman Adam had the Torah only written, a person, havamina klimatches loy, I would have said that actually a metal vessel that became tamei also does not need to be sent away. And therefore I had to change the terminology to say zachar in the keva to make the drasha to say whatever halacha applies by a zachar in the keva, which is that there's a purification in the mikvah, which includes a metal vessel. Maybe that's why it says it. So therefore, again, there's no superfluosity regarding to tell us the drash of Rav. And that says the Gemara, no, that's not difficult, because we call tamei l'nefesh nafka. We already know that a metal vessel has to be sent away, because it says anything that becomes tamei from a nefesh, which includes a metal vessel, has to be sent away. So therefore, obviously, that we would know, if we'd say Adam, we would say Adam and all that's comparable to it, which includes metal vessels, and not a Kli Cheres, which does not have Tara in the Mikvah. So then Zachar and the Kevah Lama, they say, why does it say male and female? Obviously, it's look at the Rav to say that it's extra to say Zachar Vadei and the Kevah Dois, and therefore that's different than the Lacha Bei Truma, which it's not extra because we needed to say specifically a Zachar, like a Mitzaira, and in the Kevah from Mitzairas. But then the Gemara says, okay, then Ve'ema Kula L'Kadrav Udasa. So if Lazach on the cave is coming to tell you Zach Avad in the cave Adois, maybe the whole pasuk is coming to say that, how do we know the Allah of Rabbi Yisi that's coming to exclude the Klicheres that doesn't have to be sent away? Says the Gemara, no, Im came, because if that would be the case, just like Rav's Halacha, Nichtav Zachar Unakeva, it should just say male and female. Maimi Zachar Va'ad Nekeva. Why say from female until a female, which sounds like anything that has a halacha that's from a male to a female that they have purification in the mikveh, like along that whole spectrum. It's Ad Kaldav Shishli Tarbe Mikveh. It's coming to say until anything that has a purification in the mikveh, which excludes a klicharis. But you're right, Zachar Nekeva is saying to say exclude Tumid Vadragnis, and Mizachar and Nekeva is coming to exclude a Kli Cheres that it doesn't have to be sent out of the Beis HaMikdash. But now the Gemara goes back on this whole teaching of Rav and says, well, Ihachi, if that's the case, since Rav said regarding sending away a Tumid from the Beis HaMikdash has to be a definitive Zachar and not a tumtum, therefore he's not going to be chayav a carbon for coming in the state of tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. So kiid min bishar tumas. So then even if the tumtum and dragonness became tumah from other sources of tumah, like for example, tumtum touched a dead person or touched a dead sheretz and then went to the Beis HaMikdash, he should be pater, loy l'shalchu, he shouldn't have to be sent away. Why are we saying it only specifically by the tumah of keri or ziva, which is the white or the red, should be regarding any tumah, because not definitively a zachar in the keva. So, and that says the Gemara, no, because Amakro Mezachar, it says from the male. What does that mean to say? Mitumah, because from can mean from, not just from as in categorical, but from the actual person, from the male, which tells you Mitumah Pereshes Minazachar, Tumah that comes out from the male, that has to be a Zachar Vada in the Kei Vadois. But a Tumah that doesn't come from the person itself, but some from somewhere external, like touching a dead person or a Nevela, that Tumah will include also to send away the Tumah Madragnis. But that Gemara asks in general, so are you telling me that wherever it says from a male until a female, which really the idea here means to say, as other texts amend, zachar in the cave, wherever it says male and female, which is the drush of Rav, because mizachar in the cave was coming to exclude somebody else, klicheres, from sending away. But Rav was saying, where it says male and female, it means definitively male and female. And therefore it's excluding a tumtum vadragnis. So wherever it says zachar in the cave, it's excluding tumtum vadragnis. But vagabi erichin, but you have the halacha of erichin, which is in the Torah gives definitive value that a person has to give to hekdesh if he says that I want to take the erich value of that person depending on age and gender. With the chsiv, the pasuk says v'hoy erichcha, and your erichin vow is going to be of hazacher of the male. So b'tanya learned the brayso when it says hazacher the male tells us v'lo tumtum vadragnis, but not a tumtum vadragnis, not including the laws of erichin. Now, says the Braisa, Yachal lo yehe be'erich ish, alo yehe be'erich ish. So you would think, okay, so the Tumah Madregis is not included, as we're saying from the word Zachar, in the erich value of a man. But it'll be in the lower erich value of a woman. Tamo Leimer, no, that's what the Braisa says, it comes to teach in the Pasuk, ha Zachar, the male, which we're expounding the he, the im nekeva, and if a female, we're expounding the im, which tells us Zachar vad in nekeva dais, a definitive male and the definitive female, v'lo Tumah Madregis, but not Tumah Madregis, not including the halachas of erich. It says the Gemara, time that said Hazachar v'im nekeva. We see from the brace the only reason why we're excluding a tumah vadragnis is because hey of Hazachar and the im of v'im nekeva. But hamizachar nekeva le'mag. But just from saying male and female, we would not have excluded it. But Rav says just by saying zachar nekeva, we exclude tumah vadragnis. Says the Gemara, you're right. But hume bayle over there by erichin, zachar nekeva are necessary to say something else, and therefore it's not extra to be mamay tumah vadragnis. Because as you continue on top of Chavtas and Manal, we need lechalik bein erich ish, le erich ish. The Torah had to say male and female, because the pasuk differentiates between the erich value of a male, of a man, and of a female, of a woman. So therefore, if we didn't have the hay of Hazachar and the ve'im of the nekeva, we would not have excluded the tumtum. That's why we needed Hazachar and ve'im to exclude. But over here, like we said in the Gemara, we could have said adam tishalechu, a person that should be sent away. Why say zachar nekeva? That's extra to make the drasha, like Rav had said, to say definitively a zachar vadei and nekeva dais. And therefore, that's why he says that although for sure the tumah madragnis is tummy either one or the other with the white or the red, but either way, although we're going to burn the truma, but regarding being sent away from the Beis HaMikdash, said Rav, we're not going to have that iser because it's only for someone that's a zachar vadei and nekeva dais, which excluded tumtum vadragnis.